they didn't have anything for bookmaking. So we got an A.B. Dick offset press. We got a Newark plate maker. We had a mimeograph machine. And we got a Vandercook. And we got type and all the things that needed to go with it, with the Vandercook proofing press. I got three different typefaces, which I thought would give the students a lot of leeway with how they were going to work with it. So we got the Century Expanded, which is a very pedestrian face, but that could be good with artwork that was kind of lean and mean. Mm-hmm. And also the Palatino, which is very classic, and then got the Optima, which is a very legible sans serif. And so those three typefaces are what we started with, and we had to get type cabinets. Of course, one thing to remember is back in 1965, letterpress was still a very viable commercial way of printing.